Hi, and welcome to episode 92 of our Love Made Easy podcast, where we're talking about the million-dollar marriage or relationship distinction. What we found is that some marriages and relationships feel like they're worth $1 million or more, and some feel like the 49-cent version. In this episode, we're taking a deep dive into how you or anyone can have the million-dollar version of a marriage or relationship. So let's get started.
Hi, we're Susie and Otto Collins from SusieandOtto.com, and welcome to the Love Made Easy podcast, where we believe no one should have to struggle to have the love they want. Love is unlimited, and it's already inside you, waiting to be released and fully expressed. We believe nothing is more important than love. And in this podcast, and all the podcast episodes we released, we're all about helping you open to having all the love you could ever want and helping you let go of any limitations that keep you from experiencing love as fully, deeply, and completely as possible. And now, here's today's episode of Love Made Easy.
Okay, Otto, let's talk about this. This has been percolating for a while.
The million-dollar marriage or relationship distinction. I want to talk first about how this thing got started and why this is so important for anybody who is in a relationship, in a marriage, and there's some inkling within them that they want more. So I was at a seminar, and somebody asked me, what it is I do, and as a coach. And I said, well, what I do is I help people create relationships and marriages that are worth $1 million to them. And the other thing that happened is I was thinking about that, there have been plenty of times, Susie, where I have said to somebody, I wouldn't trade my relationship with you for, you name the price, $1 million, $250 million, $2 billion. I wouldn't trade my relationship with you for any amount of money. And the whole $1 million thing, that's just arbitrary. That's just made up, because a lot of people seem to think these days that if they were, if they were a millionaire, that would be great. But I think that the real magic in life is to have a marriage or a relationship, or any relationship, that's worth $1 million. But sadly, a lot of people, far too many people, have a marriage or relationship, or even family relationships.
Employee.
What we're kind of calling the 49-cent version.
Mm-hmm, sure. Okay, let me get this out right now. Why are we equating relationships with money?
Well, it's just a way to keep score. Now, we're not talking about a marriage is worth $1 million in actual money. We think that there's no amount of money that, you know, you, so we're not saying that, well, this person is worth $1 million and this person's worth $100,000, or a relationship with them is worth 49 cents. No. What we're talking about is that in any marriage, any relationship of any kind that you're in, I think the goal is to create something special, something magical. And if you place a large enough value on that, you're going to cultivate it. You're going to create it even more special. So if you have something that you think is worth $1 million, you're going to treat it differently than if you think something is worth 49 cents. Think about a brand new car that you might own, that you just bought. Well, you're going to take much better care of that brand new $50,000 or $100,000 car than you would something that you bought at the car auction for $1,000. That's kind of the point, is that when you're looking purely at value, And again, you can't put a dollar value on love. You can't do it. But here's what you can do is you can start to notice and just use this distinction as, I don't know if a metaphor is the right word, but it's a way to keep score within yourself.
Am I treating this person as I would, like your car, like your new car example? Am I treating this person with respect, with love, with absolute knowing that they are important to me, to whatever? Am I really doing that, or am I treating them as, something I got off the junkyard?
Yeah, and that really comes, I mean, bringing it back to relationships and marriages, mm-hmm. it's what am I going to do to bring the most value to a marriage that you're in, or a relationship, or somebody that you want to be married to, mm-hmm. or a relationship that you want to be in? How can I, so relationships and marriages, Susie, as we know, are a creation.
Yes.
So they don't just happen by accident. And so if they are a creation, then the opportunity is to create something that's really special. We just happen to be calling it the $1 million marriage and relationship distinction, because it's so easy to see, mm-hmm. do I have the $1 million version, or do I have the 49-cent version?
Right. So let's get real practical here.
You are so good at getting practical.
I'm really good at practical.
Yeah.
So I was thinking years and years ago, Otto and I, we did our communication workshop at a store. I think it was
It was one of those retail stores. There were
gyms and gyms.
They sell items retail, mm-hmm. but they also had a place in the back where they would allow people to do workshops and classes.
Right, right. So we were doing this communication workshop, and at the break, we came out to buy something or came out to the cashier that was standing there, and the person that was taking in money, and she was on the phone.
Not being very kind.
No, she was being very unkind to whoever was on the other end of it. And keep in mind, we were teaching about communication.
At this workshop. She was not attending the workshop.
No. And she ended the call, and then she looked at us because she saw that we were standing there, and she said, "He's my husband. I can talk to him that way." So what do you think their marriage was about? Was it a $1 million marriage, or was it a 49-cent version?
It's probably trending more toward the 49-cent version. Just a guess.
Yeah. So in very practical terms, you can kind of see it. You know, if you can see it in other people, whether it's marriage, relationship, any kind of relationship, how one person is treating another person.
And also, it absolutely is. I mean, you can see it from an outsider's place. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're just as the saying goes, a fly on the wall, just mm-hmm. looking at this, you can absolutely see, things aren't going well mm-hmm. there. And it shows up in so many different ways.
And then you look at yourself. Okay, what am I doing in this relationship? Or in that relationship, how am I showing up? Am I showing up with love or with impatience? Even somebody who is checking out your groceries or whatever, cashier, am I being impatient with them? So every relationship, you can gauge within yourself, am I treating this person as if they're worth 49 cents or if they're $1 million or more?
That's so huge.
Yeah.
It's so huge just to see. And what you're talking, what I love about what you're talking about is you're talking about us taking a look at just becoming more aware.
Yes.
Just coming to an awareness and a consciousness of how am I showing up?
Mm-hmm.
How am I showing up in the world? How am I showing up with the people that I'm interacting with? And how am I showing up with the people that are the most important people in
yes.
my life?
Yeah. And especially when you're tired, you can lapse into old habits that maybe are not so kind. And, I mean, that's when I really become aware of how am I showing up when I'm tired or hungry or, you know, not feeling well or whatever. How am I showing up with this other person? And really taking a look, because often we go on autopilot and we just become unconscious. We go into a trance. And you don't have to do that. You can absolutely just come to a consciousness. What am I doing in this moment? Who am I being?
One of the things that I think might be important right now, Susie, is to just take a look at what might be the sum of the characteristics of this million-dollar marriage or relationship that we're talking about. What might it look like?
Mm.
And, you know, just to share a few things like that.
Okay, go for it.
One of the ways, and you mentioned this already, is kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And so another way is time and attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something that you do to create this. But how do you make this person feel? Now, you can't make another person feel anything. But when they're with you, do they want to spend more time with you or do they want to spend less?
Mm-hmm.
When you're with this person, do you give them your full attention? And do they want your full attention? Do you give them your full attention? Now, these are ways that are in the creation of. But when I'm thinking about what the million-dollar marriage or relationship looks like, it's, again, I want to go back to the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to the feeling of it's comfortable. It can be exciting. It can be passionate. It can be loving. It can feel warm. It can feel like, it can feel like a feeling like you're coming home. It can feel like you are appreciated. It can feel like you are connecting with a best friend. It can feel like there's nothing that needs to shift or change. It can feel like you are just showing up and they are just showing up in the relationship and it's filled with ease.
Okay. So I'll play devil's advocate here for a minute.
Yeah.
I can hear somebody say, well, that's okay with you and Susie. I can see that in your relationship, but I don't have that, and I don't see how I can create that.
Well, part of that is in how you're seeing the possibility. This has nothing to do with Susie and I, and it has everything to do with us, because believe me when I say, I have been in some 49-cent relationships, and if there were some things that I would say about that was, number one, I created that. And I created that because I wasn't open to seeing something new. Like a lot of people, I thought, oh, this is as good as it gets. And then I saw like a little glimmer of light, as we like to call it. There was a crack in the doorway of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a new possibility. Susie, you tell a story quite a bit where there was a couple many years ago that you saw that gave you a feeling of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell that story right now?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was married to my previous husband for 30 years. And I it wasn't a bad marriage or anything like that, but we really wanted different things out of life. And we kept pretending like we were not going separate ways. And I remember being at a play and seeing this couple, maybe, I don't know, two or three rows down. And that couple, they were laughing together and they had their heads together and they were all scrunched up against one another and just seemed to have a lot of fun with each other and enjoying each other. And I said to myself, that's what I want.
That's what I want. I love that that's what you said to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I planted that seed. That's what I want. Now, in my case, we decided to go our separate ways. And not Otto and me, but my previous husband and I. And I that doesn't have to be true for everybody. I just want to make that point.
And as of the time we're doing this podcast recording, this is year 26 for us. And the only thing that says is that says that if you have an idea that you want something that's more like the $1 million version instead of the 49-cent version, you can create that. And it starts with a vision. It starts mm-hmm. with a possibility. And that possibility gets created by you.
Right. And I want to make the point, this is not a one and done.
What do you mean by that?
This is a moment-by-moment decision, and I'll just speak for me, that I make to love you, Otto, to love whoever I'm with, to the best of my ability, in whatever way that comes to me. But it is a decision, and sometimes I'm a lot better at it than other times, but it is a decision.
So when you say it's not one and done, are you saying, and which I think this is what you're pointing to, and if you are, I agree, that it's something that you're continually doing.
Yes.
And there's no vacation time from creating a great relationship or marriage.
And that's just fine because it's all vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of people that we've worked with as coaches over the years get this idea of, okay, I just want, if I could just get him to see this or that, or if I could get her to see things this way mm-hmm. and I could get things smoothed out, then we would be okay. As if we fix this one little problem mm-hmm. that we're home free now. Well, what if the whole thing was about how can we just love each other more?
Yes.
How can we have more fun? And this is not a chore.
No. It's not a chore.
Yeah, that's the thing, is really having somebody take a look and see this is the greatest opportunity of a lifetime. This is the greatest gift that a person could have. So I want to ask you again, Susie, so just to play this out just a little bit more. If I were to ask you, what do you think would be the number one thing somebody could do to create this $1 million marriage or relationship? What do you think your best suggestion would be?
Start loving yourself more.
Say more about that.
Start looking at how you're talking to yourself. Are you minimizing yourself? Are you putting yourself down, whether it's in your head or, you know, like somebody says, oh, that's a nice dress. And you say, oh, this old thing, I bought it at a thrift store and blah, blah, blah. Say thank you with love for yourself. In all ways that you love yourself, you will have more to love someone else and create this million-dollar relationship or marriage.
And if I tune into how I think that I might answer that question, it's going back to, if I didn't have any story in the past about what may or may not be possible, what would I want? How would I, if I didn't have any thoughts about how anything to do with my relationships in the past were, what would I start with? And I think if you didn't have any history, you would be way more vulnerable than you are now. I know I am. And this is something that's a constant creation for me. I'm looking at it. How can I be more vulnerable? How can I be more open? How can I show up as love more of the time? And, you know, Susie, I think that one of the keys here to this thing we're calling the million-dollar marriage or relationship is constantly and on purpose, looking for the best in that other person and in yourself, like what you're talking about. So that's the key, is we're talking about this million-dollar marriage or relationship, is really seeing, am I creating something on purpose that's really special, and am I open to seeing more, and am I open to having more? Thanks for listening to the Love Made Easy podcast. If you have a question for us, or you'd like to have a private conversation with one of us about how you can have more love in your life, or how you can remove the blocks to creating more of anything you want in your life, just visit our website at susieandotto.com and click on the link at the bottom of the website that says contact, and then fill out the contact form there and let us know what question you have or that you'd like to have a no-charge conversation. On our website, we have a ton of free resources for you to explore. You'll find hundreds of free articles, videos, podcasts, and if you want to go deeper in our work, we have books, programs, courses, and you can also work with us one-on-one. It's all described on our website at susieandotto.com. Again, thanks for listening to the Love Made Easy podcast. If you liked what you heard here, please recommend us to your friends, family, and coworkers, and we would totally love it if you'd leave a review, especially on Apple or iTunes, because your feedback and review is what will help others know that it's not only a good podcast and you've enjoyed it, but also it helps us be found in these podcast directories like Apple and iTunes. Thanks again for listening. Blessings and love to you. Susie and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Take care.